Fantastic. Thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible. Here we are live over the internet on Wednesday, August the 5th, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim. You are able to submit a question, and your question will be or may be asked live on this show tonight. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And we have our beautiful sister Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona, who is capable, has the talent, has the experience of bringing forth the voices of the Elohim and Ra group. And Wynn is the one, Wynn Free, also located in Sedona. He does ask the questions through Terry to those soul groups. And the answers in the past have been amazing. And there is a tons of information available through this channeling work. I believe we had another lady join in from the south side. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
But only well, if you... there's Phyllis from Southern Squim.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey,
oh, okay.
Phyllis.
Oh,
welcome.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hi. How did I know it was Phyllis?
Welcome to the next few people. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Hey, Don.
Hi. And welcome, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jeannie. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Mary Eileen.
Oh, hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello,
Mary Eileen.
Phyllis?
Yes.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
And welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Happy Wednesday evening. We'll get this show going here shortly. I welcome the next participant. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi. We got a lot to talk about on the Saturday call. It's kind of blow your mind.
All right.
It's all good news. It's so positive. It's so positive. It'll almost seem like it's fake news, but it's really happening. It's so good.
So should we start early?
I just watched a video by Penny Kelly. You're not going to believe how positive it is. It's beyond your wildest imagination.
I believe it to be positive, but is it true?
It's positive. Yes, it's true. Oh, my God. When is Saturday call? You're not going to believe how extremely awesome the future is going to be here. Oh, my God. It's going to blow your mind completely.
What's the name of the video, John?
Penny Kelly just released it like yesterday or the day before. She talks about the power cabal and how Trump... They're literally, I think every CEO on the planet is basically going to either be sent to prison or going to receive a federal grand jury indictment or going to basically receive a death penalty. It's something along those lines. Basically, the whole power cabal is going down. The tubes at the same time.
Hold on 1 second. We had two more people joining. Good evening to you. Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Anyone else?
Hi, you guys. This is Jill from Rochester, Minnesota.
Hello, Jill. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jill.
I heard another line come in. Welcome. Appreciate name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie and Tom.
Hi, Jill.
Good evening, Bonnie. Hi, welcome.
Hi, guys. Hi, Bonnie. I have to tell you, yesterday I sent my question in and I dialed Wednesday's number at 6 o'clock. I was reading the elevator music.
And welcome to the next caller. Appreciate name and location.
Claire, Sedona.
Who's this from Sedona?
Claire?
Claire.
Oh, hi, Claire. Good evening.
Claire.
You're welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Someone asked what's the name of the video? The name of the video is The Globalist Cabal Plan and the Patriots Counterattack.
Wonderful. Thank you, John.
Antonio,
senor. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Look under Penny Kelly's channel. Right. That's what it's called.
Okay. Hi. I will do that. Thank you, dear.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Antonio.
I had trouble getting in. I was dialing the right number, but this is like, after I dialed the number, there was some really slow, like, female voice part in 7, 1, 2.
Oh. Welcome to the call. Would you like to see your name and location?
Oh, you made it.
Who? Who made it?
You,
Phyllis.
None of us.
Only if you want to.
I did.
Antonio. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Antonio. Well,
very
early. Here's a call.
Welcome to the next giggle. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Welcome, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
The next person,
Helen.
Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hi,
welcome.
Terry.
Yeah,
hi,
Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Was that Bonnie who sent her question in yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday is answer your own question day.
Yeah, you know, I advise that you resend it. So, because he's not going back far in time, I believe.
Well, he sent me an email back and said, good question, so.
Okay.
Thank
welcome.
You,
you're welcome. Welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say your name and location. And, of course, also feel free to not do so. We welcome you. Let's see who's doing the dishes.
Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Debbie's cutting up veggies here.
Mm-hmm.
Veggie Debbie.
There we go. I have a question to ask if you know questions.
Hey, Terry, is Vin awake?
Yeah, he
alive.
Is. He just,
all right.
He went back to his room, gave me my phone
sure.
back and went back to his room to call in.
All right.
For a quick siesta. I think that's Spanish for nap.
And for those who have just come on board here through BBS Radio Online, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We will be starting here shortly.
Bless you, whoever sneezed. Sounded like a mouse sneeze. Sounded cute.
Yeah, small.
And if you want to submit a question that might be asked tonight live on this show, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Feel free to say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Hi, Raiden.
Hello, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
And Roger and Austin.
Hello to you.
Hi, Roger.
Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
What's
hi, buddy. Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. And I think there was another ding. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, hi, Shirley.
Good evening, Shirley.
Hi,
Shirley.
Hi,
Shirley.
Was that Wynn?
Sounded like him.
Negative.
I thought it was. He's probably putting the questions together right now. While we're waiting, I could tell you a little bit about the background of how this got started on Wednesday.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, go ahead, Terry.
Yeah. We had, it was a fellow named Matthew, and he went to Fairfax, California. And he met him, and Matthew did a reading for Wynn, and it was really, really good. And he had this one night a week where he was doing readings for people at Circle Center, which was what he started, a gathering place for people. And so he set it up that he would do readings for people on the air on Wednesday night. So he was doing readings, and then he started doing traveling a lot, and he went to Australia, and he says, I'm not going to be here for this Wednesday, and I'm going to be gone next Wednesday and everything. And so we were trying to figure out exactly how to handle it when he didn't come. And then he said that he decided that he wasn't going to do it anymore. And Wynn said, oh, good, then we can just stop. And the Elohim says, no, we want to continue it. So then I said, I'll do it. And that's how it started.
All right. Good evening, Wynn.
Hello.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Are you guys ready?
You sound in the background, Wynn.
Yes.
I have what?
Sound in the background. Very low volume.
It's not me.
Muted.
Speak again, Wynn.
Hello, hello, hello?
Yes, yeah. It's better, but still low volume.
What'd you say?
Still
pretty low volume.
Low volume.
Low volume.
Your volume is low.
Testing 1, 2.
Oh, yeah, it's a
that's
lot better.
Yeah, that's better.
Hang on. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, that's
hello.
True.
Hello.
Let us say half an O. Half an O.
Hello.
You're good, Wynn.
Is that good right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready to start?
Of course not, but we'll start.
How about you, Terry?
I'm never ready, but I showed up.
thank you both for being here. I thank everyone who is listening in, and also BBS. It is the 5th of August, and I will mute it in.
The recording has started.
This is August 5th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And everybody everywhere. And our Wednesday night call is called Questions with the Elohim.
And Answers.
Which is not exact. Questions and Answers with the Elohim. Thank you. Thank you. I should remember the name of my own calls, right? Well, of course, those of you who are regulars know that we actually are talking to the Elohim and another group soul that is the Ra group. And they have combined forces to answer our questions. The Elohim is higher than the Ra group. The Ra group is a group of entities that went through many, many lifetimes in 3D and graduated, and now team together on the other side to help those of us who are still going through 3D cycles to graduate ourselves. And they have areas of wisdom about escaping from this realm, getting out of it, which the Elohim don't have. The Elohim have amazing wisdom from observing everything for billions of years or more, and they see what goes on, they see us, they see our challenges, but they haven't been trapped here. They look at it from a distance. And the Ra group was trapped here. So they have different experiences. The Elohim has the ability to send love light energy from where they are into this realm in a way that many people can experience it. And the Ra group accesses what's called the Christ consciousness. And I thought that, I'll just ask a question here. You know, we have, hang on, let me see.
Unmuted.
How many of you noticed the powerful energy around Dr. Ging on Monday, when we did the whole planet healing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, now, I would say, since he comes from a background of being a Christian, and he's accessed the Christ consciousness and is able to transmit it very powerfully, and I thought that call was a good demonstration of it. Now, I know we have the Christ consciousness on our call, and calls in general. It's very fine-tuning to learn how to notice the difference, and I just wanted to call it to everyone's attention.
Muted.
Okay, I see Bob Harowick here. Hi, Bob. But you're muted, so you don't have to say goodbye. Just think hello, and we'll get it. And I see Raiden here, and Jeannie, and Grandma White Dove, and Jill, And I don't always say everybody's name, particularly if I don't know you well, because some people like to be anonymous. And I think that's fine. They don't have to. And, all right. So we're gonna ask some questions now. These are questions that people have submitted. The way you submit a question is that you send an email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And we might have room for an extra question or two today. So if you'd like to ask one, you don't have to be shy. There's benefits to asking a question beyond getting an answer. And that is, it starts a connection with these sources. They start paying attention to you. And once they start paying attention to you, if you like it, the connection is there, can be accessed later. So it's just one way of increasing your affinity with the sources. So on that note, I am going to call in the light. This is our way of just invoking them. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come to you to assist wherever we may. We take a moment and we adjust ourselves to the configuration of the people who are on this call. We come directly to the people, to you. We don't come to the telephone line or to the computer. That is where the voice comes, and the voice is just a little bit slower than our presence is. And if someone doesn't really feel comfortable with connecting, we keep our distance. But we are there for each and every one of you who wishes it. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense or resonate with you, then disregard it. It's not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Bonnie Penners. And I have come to understand. Wait a second here. I have come to understand how repeated patterns of behavior can hinder one's spiritual growth and can contribute to the physical and mental well-being as well. And by the way, I just want to say, the repeating patterns, I would say, may download into behavior, but they start out as subconscious patterns that come from our past conditioning, our past lives, okay? So it's not that the it might create a repeating pattern of behavior, but it starts elsewhere, okay? I would love to ask what pattern or patterns I am repeating to my detriment, and how do I fix my bad behavior? Again, you bring in bad behavior like you're judging yourself. Don't judge yourself. But these are my own, and the self-discovery and seeking to change the automatic reactions I express to life's experiences is where true evolution begins. How then does one who is seeking learn to recognize the signs of a repeating pattern? And do you have any advice for changing the repetition? Thank you for the pain relief. Pain relief after Sunday's call. And please continue to assist me with the energy blockages in my knees. Love, light, and gratitude. Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes. Repeating patterns are not always detrimental. One can tell whether a repeating pattern is detrimental or not based upon when you exhibit it. Do things seem to get more disharmonious and not work out very well? Your connection with others gets a little bit out of joint. So you can tell whether a repeating pattern is something that is good and beneficial or whether it is not. They start back whenever someone has a way, something happened that they need to cope with. And they, the circumstances may be very different from ordinary circumstances of things that happen, but then people tend to judge other situations that don't apply by that particular situation. For instance, if there is, say, a gentleman who's acting very unoptimistic. Well, there's a word here. In a way that does not. It isn't good for the family. Then the individuals, the kids growing up, may think that all men are that way, and that's not necessarily true. So when when you have a pattern that is not a good pattern, then it has not so very good consequences. And so that is one of the symptoms, that you have a pattern that needs to be looked at. We take a look and we see that you have some very good patterns where you are helping out your crew, your family. You're wishing for the best for them, and this is a very good pattern. So you can tell when you have a pattern that isn't working out, and perhaps in as we look at your track, you may be pursuing an optimum solution after the solution that has been optimum in the past is no longer optimum and not working anymore. And there may be different avenues towards fulfilling your goal of helping the others or getting the machine started and moving on to then instead of keeping to try to fix something that is broken, the ways of fixing it in the past are not working anymore, then to begin to branch out and look at other solutions, other options. We hope that that shed some light on that.
Thank you. You know, one thing that some of you might relate to when you talk about a gross repeating pattern, you get an idea. If you study spiritual things, which I have, there was the idea that one has to be gentle and loving and considerate. Those are spiritual qualities, which they are. But also, sometimes one has to be assertive and demanding to make sure what you're doing doesn't go off course. And when you need to access those patterns to correct a situation, you may have resistance to it. And I don't know if that fits you or not, or anyone, but it fit me, and I've had to deal with that. And I'm probably doing a good job in general, because I have to be very strong to be able to maintain the energy of what we're doing. Okay. Here is a question from Vince in Florida. In his book, Ultimate Journey, Robert Monroe wrote that while out of his body, he was able to receive telepathically from other beings large chunks of thoughts which he can unroll and understand at a later time. He called it Rote, R-O-T-E, short for Related Organized Thought Energy, a sort of ball of condensed thought and ideas. Now, it's interesting because I have that experience and Terry has that experience. And some people call it, this is me talking, some people call that a download, where you get everything in a flash and then you have to untangle it. Now, Vince is asking, can you explain this method of communication and demonstrate it to me by reading from my mind all the questions that I have for you and downloading the answers back in the form of a rote? Now, Vince, I'm not sure they're going to do that, okay?
They're into proving our abilities. And we are not into testing Terry's abilities, but we can say concerning this ball of information, they each download, if you call it a download, is a construct made from all the hologramic inputs and can be so taken apart if one seeks to do that and to trace each of the inputting hologramic equations in the makeup of the final hologram, they are all there in the final hologram of part and parcel of the aim can be taken apart gradually. We would prefer that you ask your questions so people can know your questions, and we do not wish to go and look at this. One of the things is we see much more than we say, and so we go across the borders of privacy. Sometimes you will note that we do preempt a person's question by giving the answer before they say it.
You know, I'll give you an example. They don't like to prove themselves on demand because that makes them your slaves. At least that's how I see it. You know, it's like telling somebody, dance, I want to be entertained, or do this. There's a spontaneity that has to come. And many times it's been demonstrated on this line. For example, sometimes somebody will ask a question and they will, like, give an example. It doesn't sound like they're talking to the person, but it exactly fits the person. There was a fellow that's on the line now that was living in New Mexico, and he was listening to our calls for quite some time and never identified himself. And he was sitting there scratching his head saying, is this real? Are these guys for real? And then he screamed, let's see, what did he scream? He said,
he screamed, if you hear me, then acknowledge the earth people. And we said, oh, how could we have forgotten? We Terry didn't say that on the air, but then we said we would like to acknowledge the earth people.
Mm-hmm. Another time, and Terry can't do this on demand. It happens spontaneously. And maybe she was deep into a trance to allow it to happen, deeper than normal. But suddenly she was talking, and she said something in a foreign language. And everyone said, what was that? And then the next day I got an email from somebody in Turkey that said, they said hello to me in Turkish and even said my name. Okay. So, you know, they don't want to be, you know, if they started answering questions like yours, Vince, everybody would come on and say, okay, prove to me you're real. Tell me what's in my mind. And that's not a good one. That's not the relationship they want to have with us. They do not want you to give up your power. They want to guide people into being empowered and not to be a sideshow, like in a circus, okay? So, but thank you for your question. Good question. And we're going to go to the next question here, which is, okay, this is from Judy, okay?
Now, what's the state, the city?
Judy in San Diego, northern San Diego, Oceanside, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, after a beautiful healing from Dr. Ying and Bill, any tips on how to continue it in the highest way possible?
pray to God to show you how to keep the gains and how to strengthen your gains and make them more available to your body.
And then your second question was, any insight to learn from how Reverend Bill is able to overcome 3D reality for a miraculous uplift?
He is part of 3D reality, included in 3D reality, and working with 3D reality, working in coincidence in conjunction with 3D reality, loving it and asking God for solution, what is needed, and how to interact in conjunction with 3D reality to achieve the ultimate result.
Would you say that Bill and Dr. Ging move into 12D when they do their work on people?
It is a little different. There is that aspect in play, but it is a little different than because it is working part and parcel with 3D reality. It is joining in the creation of the reality, the hologramic structure, and becoming a part and parcel of it, and asking God to show the way to make the 3D structure more operational. As ideally it would operate.
Mm-hmm. And next question here is from Isis in Sedona.
Isis, yes.
Last week, I met a woman at work who had a strong vibration of love coming through her. Before departing, her husband handed me a letter she had written to me. In the letter, she expressed love, prayer, and belief in me. For 2 hours, I cried over the love pouring out of this letter. As this was unfolding, I felt I was releasing feelings of unworthiness from my childhood. I now have a bit of soreness and numbness in my heart. So she asked two questions. Was this experience a love-based experience and release of unworthiness as I perceived it to be? And two, was the Christed energy present? She mentioned Jesus Christ in her letter.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes in childhood it is hard because the parents attempt to direct the child, and it is hard for the child to express their own viewpoint without the times the parents overriding the viewpoint of the child, and then the parents have a position of authority and status with the child, and so the child can think that they are not worthy because of this that they've been overridden on, and it is hard to work through this as it becomes ingrained in the child, and with many, many, maybe even most adults, this has happened in some way or other, and it is important for the person to know DPI worthwhile and to assign the role to the parent as being that was their viewpoint, and the child's viewpoint was also valid, and the overriding of this really can be assigned to that's how the parents thought of it, and they didn't see the child's point of view. But because the child had a different point of view, the child was very precious and worthwhile, and they can unpackage their shutdown and begin to express their own viewpoint. So yes, it did stem from that, and we see that that was a beautiful experience, and will continue to unfold.
Thank you. I wanted to comment that when you really have a connection of communion with another person, when you really have that connection, it can't help but heal some of your unworthy feelings, which you may be holding. And because it proves those unworthy feelings are wrong, because you felt love and you gave love. So I just wanted to make that comment. And next here is from David Ferringer. A question about COVID-19. When will things return to normal? Or will we have to adapt to a new normal?
It is being written in the now. There are factors that would like to see this to get worse and are working hard at that aspect. There are other people that are working hard to get over it and to move on. We see different inputs of intentions and desires to make it turn out in different ways. And we put ourselves behind the intention that it will get better, and that the reasons for occurring in the first place and for the difficulties that are being experienced now will be able to be shut off at source, like shutting off the faucet at the main bell. And this will allow people to return to normal.
Thank you. Question from Edgina in, I think it's called Snohomish, Washington.
Yes.
In my dreams, I visited a very special friend of mine named Borges, who lived in Brazil.
What is the name?
B-O-R-G-J-E-S. Borges.
Yes, okay.
Who lived in, and passed, and has passed almost 20 years ago. He was trying to convince me to finish this life sooner and start a new life with him. He claimed that he needed to have a new life and family with me for some reason. I believe he was trying to create a life contract with me, and I was declining his invitation. However, I felt sorry and much love for him. I told my friend that I did not intend to come back here anymore. I was hoping he would understand that my wishes is to work helping others from the other side, and that I would not want to be in the physical world. I wanted to ask the sources if his wishes to have a life with me would put me at a risk of having to help him. Does he have karmic issues that involve me? Also, I am not ready to leave this realm or this body. And I keep wondering if he would have the power to influence my higher self to leave this body sooner than I plan to. And finally, how can I help him without hurting his feelings?
That is a very good question, as often, and in more aware people, sometimes when they pass, they want those that they have cared for to come with them and ask them, come across and join me or join me in something in the future. You have your own purposes and your own goals. They are very are sacred to you. And although you may wish to help him, he will need to find his way without being dependent upon you, as this would take you off your chosen path. So do not feel obligated to do this because of his hanging on, clinging to you. Sometimes the spirits have what you might call hooks in their energy to hook a person and to drag them into their thing, their unique den or lair. So you need to be cognizant of that and not allow this to hook on to you, as his path is different and would confine you. So we tell him that his dependency upon you will not help him on his own path, as it is a bit possessive and not in the long run, it is not helpful to his path either.
Thank you. Question from Valerie in Livermore. Very curious about all this electromagnetic energy from the cosmos. Our phones are acting weird, and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with vibrations and sounds coming from I'm not sure where. Can you please explain more about this energy?
Thank you. Earth, in your city, Livermore, they are not in the whole planet, the San Francisco, the California, the states. It's in a atmosphere, an atmosphere environment. There is the sun. There is space weather. There are flares from the sun. There is energy sent from the sun. And right now, the space weather is acting up and more powerful And so it is creating effects with electronics. And we take a look to see if there are other things also. There are experiments at Livermore. It is something, the outer environment, as the Earth moves through the space, backs up photons and interacts with the energies of the sun. And this all affects the electronics and the weather and the patterns of earthquakes on the Earth.
Thank you. Okay, I think this is the last question for tonight. And good question from Don Herman. I began feeling recently that I've gotten off center. Is trying to stay centered a beneficial strategy? Any comments or suggestions? And I thought I would make a couple comments here. You know, sometimes you go along and things are feeling like they're flowing, except you come to a point where a whole new thing surfaces that was kind of underneath the radar prior. And when that new thing surfaces, it presents things to process that were not there before. So it looks as if maybe I'm screwing up because all this uncomfortable energy is there. But it may be you've opened yourself up to process more stuff that was formerly in your subconscious. So I'm just saying that as a possibility, not saying that's true. We'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. As you center yourself, you center yourself in relationship to your environment and everything going on around you. And so be prepared to shift. Now, things that happen in the environment and with the people that you know and around you may have an effect to pull you off center, maybe pull you into their team a bit. And so this business of staying centered is in relationship to all of the other things in your life. And so we'll need to keep being adjusted to stay in the center as other things occur and you move in and out of them.
Thank you. And there is one more question, but I think it's July 31st. I don't think I asked this last week for Mark Sonnenberg, but Mark.
Yes, Mark.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I think he asked another question last week, and he really appreciates it. But this is a long question. He said he read Mark, it's too much to go into right now. So I'll read it again. If you ask it again next week, I'll try to do it, okay? And I think that we're already kind of 2 minutes over our deadline. So we're going to get back to Whole Planet Healing. And 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. 250-513. And do our sources have any goodbye for us before we close this call?
We send our love, light, and greetings to Mark and to all of the other people on the line. And we are making contact with each and every one of you at this time. We are able to do more than one thing and multitask. It is a sacred moment in time when we are able to make such connection. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Hives, for greeting everybody. And unmute everybody. And thank you.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you from Austin.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
From New York.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Gary.
Love to all.
Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Much love to all.
See you in a minute.
Yes, Whole Planet Healing.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Let's see.
The recording has started. This session is no longer being recorded.
Something strange is happening. Three, two, one. Yes, we're still on BBS. Yes, if you want to call in to the Whole Planet Healing call, 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And you can also find this phone number at wholeplanethealing.com. Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Much love to you all. See you at the Whole Planet Healing call.
Okay.
Hasta la, bye-bye.
All right.
Goodbye.